WHEY.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Talk about the frontiers of reality here. With Gene and Chris, the book is called Behind the Cosmic Veil. Thomas Fusco is the guest. He'll tell you more about getting the book in a few minutes, but I should tell you, if you go to theparacast.com, you click on Thomas Fusco's name, you'll go to a site where it's kind of like a blog. He talks about the book and everything, and also a place where you can order the book directly. So that's pretty good. Okay, so if we see someone who died 150 years ago, are we seeing the images left in the ether or whatever from that time, or are we actually seeing some kind of time portal where we're seeing an event in another time?
According to my particular theory, we are looking at the exact same information that comprised the original person that lived, let's say, 130 or 150 years ago or whenever. That everything in the universe comprises materialized information. And according to my model, that information materializes within the bends of space-time. My model turns the materialistic model completely upside down. Doesn't contradict it. It just creates a mirror image of it. So in other words, rather than mass bending space, it is the bending of space which creates an environment in which mass can materialize according to information. And that gives us an idea more clear than ever how the universe was actually put together. So if you expand a bubble of space-time, create a depression in space-time inside of a haunted house, and if the information that's connected to that site of that Victorian lady that comes from a place that where time and space has collapsed so far in itself that the difference between past and present is almost indistinguishable, and that information dropped down into that ball of space-time, it would immediately begin to materialize into that Victorian lady. And we see an apparition of the same information that is occurring 130 years in the past.
That's really interesting because our last show with Ron James, who along with me and a team of ghost hunters produced a pretty interesting DVD project called Dead Whisper. I related to our audience a very interesting EVP or electronic voice phenomenon effect that seem to support what you're saying in terms of the elasticity of time. We recorded the exact words 45 minutes later than they were repeated in the room. In other words, the recording was recorded, a phrase, and then we recorded on video about 45 minutes later that same phrase, and it wasn't until we analyzed the recording from another room and discovered the phrase, and then also discovered the fact that it had been recorded 45 minutes before the actual phrase had been spoken in the room. That would then, I guess, at least in my mind, be explained by your theory that we're seeing time collapsing almost in on itself.
Yes. Think of a bicycle wheel, and think of the rim as our realm of space and time, matter and energy. And then think about the spokes that come out and connect to the rim. And when you trace it all back down to the hub in the middle, everything is compressed in on itself. So you cannot distinguish either spokes or a rim. It's all collected into one, as they would call it, a singularity. Now, when time and space are two elements that are connected together in space-time, as Einstein proved, when you bend space, you also distort time. And when you have bendings of space that are abnormal, that happen, I say, in a haunted house, you get some very interesting things where information passes in and out of space-time through these curves of space.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that the house isn't so much being haunted by a spirit it is a place where you can see a reality that occurred at some other year or some other time.
Ah, now we have gotten to the point, guys, where we could talk about the criminology. We have gotten far enough in our thinking so we don't have to disturb this model by introducing the idea that intelligence is a coherent and interactive collection of information. And so a spirit would be that type of a collection of intelligent, living, and animated and interactive information. So now we could talk about that and say, gee, we can look at it that way, and now we also have a physical mechanism by which that information can materialize in our realm.
Now, these are supposedly random occurrences or maybe predictable in certain places, but is there something about the haunted house that attracts this sort of thing, or it's just there?
Well, one of my speculations, and this is definitely a speculation, this has no way to scientifically validate it, but my speculation is this. Based on the ability of a human brain to change the face of reality, to materialize information in the real world, like what people are sitting at computers maybe listening to this, that computer can't occur naturally in nature. It's materialized information from a human brain. That the human brain has the ability, through strong emotion, trauma, to actually damage the fabric of space and time in certain locations.
That sounds like fun. I'm going to damage something soon.
So it becomes like fatigued, like a piece of metal that bends back and forth until it gets weak. Then when you have intelligent information that's connected to the information from which the location is assembled from, is materialized from, and it has these doors being created by these damages in space-time where they can bend them easily, that's my model of why some places are haunted and others are not.
Does it follow that we could recreate the circumstances and produce this at will?
I think if UFOs are intelligently contrived craft, that's exactly what UFOs have done. Whoever built them has cracked the physics behind what we observe in haunted houses and have designed technology according to those principles.
So it follows then that there are principles that maybe we can discover and create our own UFOs.
Absolutely, once we understood the physics. Let me mention something about EVPs real quick, if we can.
Sure.
In a normal voice, for example, we understand the physics of sound. But what makes our voices normal is that they're physically connected to a set of vocal cords, a physical cause that's locally connected to the agitation of the way of the air molecules that create sound. Now, in paranormal voices, we have a disembodied voice. We have the effect, and that's normal. We just don't have a physical cause. But if you expanded a bubble of space-time in a haunted house, and then you materialized vocal information, the very edge of that bubble would begin to vibrate and act like a speaker. And so the actual face of space itself would vibrate like a set of vocal cords and produce a disembodied voice out of thin air. The other thing it would do, we talked about earlier that expanding of space would create an electromagnetic field. At certain frequencies, when that surface of the space-time bubble is vibrating, it would set off an oscillation, a compression, electromagnetic compression wave, that would induce itself directly on the copper coils of a recording microphone, completely bypassing the analog diaphragm. And so once it got that field induced onto those coils, it would be just like the diaphragm creating the field. It would go into the recording device, and it would translate it into audible voices. And so you would hear something on the recorder, and nobody audibly heard it standing right next to it because it would be electromagnetically induced onto the recorder.
And we've talked about things like that happening from time to time. We have Thomas Fusco. The book is Behind the Cosmic Veil. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Winding down with Thomas Fusco, a fascinating scientific look at reality, how things might intersect, about UFOs, about paranormal phenomena, about maybe molding reality the way we want it. And of course, if you can change reality, how do we know that what we see is real?
Is that a statement or a question?
I think both. Good one, Gene. Good one.
Well, if the universe, if part of the universe is an intelligent function, and again, based on that idea of being a subset of the greater system, that we're intelligent, the greater system must be intelligent, we know that intelligence is dynamic. There are sentences that you and I have spoken during this conversation that you and I have never spoken before. So we have created something new of the existing elements that didn't exist before. In a sense, we've actually changed or altered reality. So reality emerges from this inherent intelligence in part. So reality is always changing. And so I would say, yes, it's a basic nature of existence.
You've been referring and kind of dancing around your theory, but we really haven't yet discussed how you came up with the term supergeometry. And and for the sake of maybe some listeners that are tuning in late here, what would be a good thumbnail definition of your term supergeometry?
Well, it's a twofold word. We have the spatial geometry of height, width, and depth, and we also have a temporal dimension of time. But if we were to have a superset on top of the physical universe that had an order, that had a structure, but it had no physical dimensionalism, that would be a kind of a geometry that would be above the physical. And so as we talked about earlier about the different things like Plato's form and universal consciousness and implicate order, I felt that the word supergeometry was not only more scientifically consistent with the terms that science uses, but the term geometry gives us some sort of a tangible sense of something that we can actually kind of start wrapping our heads around. That's where the word supergeometry comes from.
It kind of leads us to a question by our healthily skeptical moderator, Angelo. And he's wondering if you've gained any sort of support for your theory from the mainstream physicists, such as Brian Greene, Neil Tyson, and Sheldon Cooper. Have you bounced your theories and your thinking off, let's say, a quantum physicist or someone that's involved in the hard sciences?
Yes, I've talked to a number of them. They've corresponded with me privately over my email on the website because, again, one of the problems is that established physicists don't want to associate themselves with these kinds of things. It's bad for their business. But more importantly, most of the people in the paranormal community are familiar with David Rowntree. And this is the crazy thing about this, guys. This is my model makes a number of predictions that are testable. This is what's differentiating it from philosophies and metaphysics and other kinds of things that you've heard before. This is something extremely different. And a couple of the things that it predicts in a haunted house, number one, we would see barometric pressure variations. We would see the distortion of time. We would see the creation of independent gravitational fields on three axes. That, in other words, it's a separate field that's opening up other than the one that is of the Earth's. We would predict that a EVP could be recorded in a vacuum, and we would also be able to predict that an EVP could be recorded on a recorder where the diaphragm has actually been removed. A couple months ago, I was in an interview, and it was the first time I met David Rowntree, and we sat down and started comparing notes, and he has actually conducted these experiments that have verified the predictions that my theory makes.
We had David Rowntree on the program back in January 2010. So, yes, he is involved in some cutting edge research. And you bring up a very interesting point that you would, you know, there's a real potential for demonstrating some sort of, you know, time compression and effects that actually violate the laws of time or the temporal fourth dimension, for lack of a better term. And, As I described in a previous question, yes, I personally have been involved in demonstrating that in one sense, and then in other senses too. We've had EVPs that have answered questions before they were asked, which always puzzled me. But with your model, you're saying that you could actually explain that and expect that. Now, what about, are you familiar with what probably are the first EVP recordings? I think they were done in 1909 in Siberia on an Edison wax cylinder. that I don't believe had a diaphragm. I think it was recorded directly onto the wax. I'm not exactly sure the rudimentary electronics behind the original recording device, which is a wax cylinder that Edison invented, but would that be an example of a diaphragmless recording?
No, because the Edison recorder had a diaphragm that was connected to the needle that cut the grooves in the wax cylinder. It was a completely analog device, but it was an acoustical device.
You know, something occurs to me as we talk here. You have a fascinating book here, lots of interesting theories, but where do you take it? Can you take it to mainstream science and say, hey, this is a pretty good idea, one we should explore?
This is where my work has been different than anything that has come before. David Rowntree, when he got an understanding of what my model was, he commented about my work that it was the first model of the paranormal that actually gives us a roadmap by which we can conduct and design specific experiments to test it. And moreover, after conferring with him, he and I have talked about the possibility of collaborating together to come up with, in the first time in history, a scientific paper that we will be able to submit to the mainstream scientific community on paranormal phenomena.
Well, at this point, they haven't paid attention. How do you make them pay attention to this paper? How do you get them to say, hey, these are just a couple of Lulus coming out of the woodwork. We don't need to hear from them. How do they take you seriously?
Well, this is where my theory is different. What I liken it to is kind of a couple different boxing rings. We have the boxing ring of the paranormal, and we've been trying to get the physicists to say, come in over into our ring, visit us, you know, play over here, so to speak.
Let us knock you out.
Yeah, they won't do it. What my theory does is it gives us a model by which we can go into their boxing ring in their own home court advantage with their own rules and lick them.
Hey, we've got Thomas Fusco joining us. The book is Behind the Cosmic Veil. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. What else? The Paracast on Twitter. Follow us, neighbors, and maybe we'll just follow you. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So you go on their own turf, Thomas Fusco, and you show them what's going on, and you get them to take you seriously.
I'll help with that. I'll help with some really good dedicated field investigators. You devise the experiments, and we'll help you perform them in some of the more, I would say, viable haunted sites that we have access to.
What I can do is to give them a model, and this is what's different, too. You have to understand something with my work, let's say, as opposed to something that David Roundtree has done. My model shows a greater picture of reality. It's a theory of everything, a conceptual theory of everything. And what this model says is that if you look at this specific segment of reality, like, say, through a window, if you look through this window, this theory says that this is what you will see. Now, this window, for example, let's say one of these windows is paranormal phenomena. Now, David Roundtree has done extensive testing and experimentation inside that window. So my theory comes from a greater view that says when we look through this paranormal window, this is what we'll see. And then we look at the experiments of David Roundtree, and they demonstrate exactly what my theory says that you will see. But this goes beyond that. For example, one of the things that physicists, astrophysicists, have struggled with is how the early universe expanded so quickly and then slowed down. They can't figure it out. They're trying to find a material explanation. Without getting into too much detail, one of the predictions that my model makes is that the first moments of the Big Bang were superluminal. They were super light. So by the time the physical universe materialized, it actually materialized in like a ring. So I call the beginning of the universe the Big Puff. instead of the big bad.
The big puff, the magic dragon.
It's the big foof.
But when you could take a theory like this and go to mainstream science and say, this answers that question. Why can't you find a graviton? This answers that question. Why can't you tie down this Higgs boson? This answers that question. Why do atoms form the way they do, which this theory talks about? This answers that question. Why do we have a timeline? This theory answers that question. Paranormal is just a small window out of this theory. So, yeah, when you have something like that, when you can say, I've got a model that answers more questions than yours, and we actually have testable results, they have to pay attention. They can't ignore you any longer.
Well, like I said, I mean, I would be, this would be a real wonderful opportunity to, you know, to possibly work on developing some experiments that would be able to demonstrate predictability within your model. And hey, I will volunteer to help you do this. I'm one of the top EVP experts around who's been on the show, Michael Esposito, and I have been coming up with some pretty creative experiments. But I tell you, if you and David would come up with some and maybe bounce some off us, it might be interesting to take this to the next step and next level.
Mm-hmm. You're right. One of the experiments that I predict that I'm hoping some of the organizations will pick up on is that the electromagnetic fields that are being measured, we only measure them for quantity right now. There's very little work going on that actually measures exact qualities, frequencies, and amplitudes. And we know that we have malfunctioning of electrical equipment at times in the presence of paranormal events when they emerge. So one of my predictable tests is that we need to start testing the frequency and amplitude of these electromagnetic fields. And my prediction is that when you begin to see your cameras and your other equipment malfunction, you will find that that's going to happen at a certain wavelength. And then when you go in the next haunted house and it happens, you're going to find it's going to happen at the very same wavelength. And so this is one of the predictions that my theory makes, that under certain wavelengths, you're going to see these malfunctions. You're going to see at certain wavelengths where you hear an audible voice that picks up on a recorder.
Does that follow then that you could make a normal house into a haunted house?
I think that you could. Theoretically, according to my picture, all we would have to do is figure out what the mechanism is going on in nature that bends space and then reproduce it. If you can create a bend in space, you can make these things occur.
Does that mean bring UFOs out? Does that mean bringing Bigfoot out if Bigfoot is something paranormal?
Well, I'm not sure about Bigfoot. I look at Bigfoot more along the lines of cryptozoology. I think there is a creature out there.
It's just something we have to discover. Kind of like what Lauren Coleman says.
Yeah, somebody's going to drag in a body. But I don't think anybody's going to ever drag in a physical body of a shadow ghost. It's a very different kind of phenomenon.
Well, what you're talking about, it basically boils down to frequency and amplitude. If we could figure out the frequency and the amplitude, then we could generate that and maybe tune an environment, let's say.
Ah, yes.
So one of the things that Michael and I have been working on is using dissonant tones and attempting to vibrate the actual structure itself with dissonant tones and harmonious tones. In other words, taking amplified tuning forks and creating resonant frequencies within a haunted site structure. Another experiment that we've been considering is going to a tuberculosis hospital and introducing into the environment sonically the sound of iron lung machines, the clicking of Zippo lighters, and then in the more tactile sense, introducing cigarette and cigar smoke. And then one idea, having a stand-up tragic friend of Michael's, who's actually a severe asthmatic, talk about how difficult it is to be someone that suffers from asthma. Do you think these types of approaches may be on the right track?
Yes. What I would say, though, is that as Roundtree said about my theory, it gives us a roadmap. So rather than to kind of go into it helter-skelter, so to speak, and just, you know, see what you come up with, this gives an idea where you can begin to start formulating very specific things and say, well, we have certain frequencies that we could try based on the idea.
Do you have any frequencies in mind? I mean, has any work been done to identify the frequency of this field effect?
Yes, Roundtree has come up with some of these frequencies, what he calls carrier waves. And so he's still experimenting on it. He's still kind of doing stabs in the dark too, like what you were talking about. Hey, let's try this and see what happens. And he gets some great results. What my model does is gives us a specific direction to go in. For example, if the human consciousness, and this has never been looked at like this before, if the human brain is a subset of the same intelligence that shapes and constructs the universe, then we already know quite a bit about brainwave frequencies. We should look at that. We should try those frequencies.
So that also raises the question, what about people who take certain substances that we can name to see the larger universe or share in the universal consciousness? Do we need to blow our minds to get there? Do we meditate to get there? Is it just something natural that we will discover over time? And that raises more and more questions. And this is the kind of reality and the kind of exploration that can take us into many more episodes. We'll get Mr. Roundtree back on the show. That will be interesting. Thomas Fusco joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Well, 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
As they say, it comes down to this on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. The book is Behind the Cosmic Veil by Thomas Fusco. If you go to theparacast.com, you click on his name, you get the site devoted to the book, and you click on the book's title, you can go to the site to order a copy of the book, so you don't have to search for it, just like that. So, as I was saying here, we're exploring the universal consciousness and the part we play. So people who use certain substances or meditation, is that what we have to do to sense the part of the universal consciousness that we share?
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I wouldn't encourage the use of illicit drugs or substances. But what I would say is this. We certainly know that all of these kinds of substances have an effect on the wave functions of the brain. This has been observed and measured. And, of course, when you're speaking about wave functions in synchronicity, so to speak, with information that the brain is kind of like a computer. It has information, and it's shaped by information and processes information. You're going to see different kinds of things. For example, we have certain devices that are able to detect ultralight radiation or infrared radiation. Our natural eyes cannot. And so there is certainly a scientifically understandable reasoning behind the idea that if we change the wavelength patterns in the human brain, that it will be able to perceive different levels of reality that it won't in its natural state.
Sounds like a yes to me, Gene.
Sure does. Chris, are we out of questions from the forum?
And the only other thing that I personally want to again ask is, how do we set up a research model that will gather the kind of hypothetical or projected results that you're referring to? I mean, do we need to hook up a gravitometer in a haunted site? How about a magnetometer? What sort of instrumentation would you suggest using that you don't see on your typical ghost show with their their instrumentation being glowing green eyes and goosebumps?
Well, this is interesting that you're saying this, is that one of the things that David Rowntree has successfully experimented with was, I think what he's using are that device, it's called iTouch, that when you rotate the device, it changes the screen. the angle of the screen as you're rotating the image on the screen. And these are the devices he used to detect the distortions, the fluctuations in local gravitational fields. And that's how he figured out that there was actually an additional gravitational field coming into existence other than the one that is associated with the Earth. What we need to do is this. This model finally gives us the connective tissue that puts together all of these seemingly disparate paranormal observations and explains them all with a single model. So we need to start coordinating this equipment. So in other words, you know, somebody could be wandering around with a barometer, someone could be wandering around with a thermometer, another person's wandering around with an EMF meter. These things need to be put together in one place. They need to be built into a single testing apparatus. And so we can then see, yes, not only at this very moment of a paranormal event do we detect this, but we also detect this, 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 and this.
Yeah, correlated data.
I'm sorry?
Correlated data from various sensing sources.
Exactly, but we didn't have any model before that gave us the idea that, gee, we ought to put the barometer and the EMF meter together. Before, what would barometric pressure have to do with electromagnetic fields? We didn't have any way to reckon it. We were like looking at the 3,000-year-old night sky and seeing crystalline spheres. This theory allows us to look in the night sky and see the universe for exactly what it is, and then we can begin to build devices on that model.
I'm really liking this, Gene.
Oh, yeah, this is a way to start bringing a lot of things together. The only thing I worry about is whether people who study the paranormal can be brought together to consider a unified theory, because you will have this group that says, okay, UFOs are spaceships, let's worry about them. Forget about the ghosts. We don't want to deal with ghosts and poltergeists and things like that.
Baby steps, Gene, baby steps.
Sure.
What we have to do is to build a foundation of credibility, not only in integrity, but also in scientific method. And when we do that, it will begin to carry on its momentum and become mainstream. It will become the establishment, and some of these other factions within the paranormal community will become fringe. It's like what I talk about when I was prospecting for paranormal radio shows. I'd come upon a site where you'd hear the weird music play and you'd see bats fly and the investigators are all dressed in gothic clothes with demonic tattoos and black fingernail polish with flashlights under their faces to make them look weird. That has to go away.
Well, you know, we have the weird music, but not the rest.
Oh,
the only way that's going to go away is to make them fringe. The only way to make them fringe is to establish a mainstream, solid foundation based on reasoning and science.
Yeah, you see, today we're all fringe, though. That's the problem. The problem is we're all lumped in the same basket. This is fringe. This is UFOs.
Yes,
this is ghosts. This is fringe. It's not, let's have a mainstream basket with scientific researchers trying to figure out what's going on. And let's put the wackos aside. But then, since we're still building on an emerging reality, where do we say these are the wackos?
Well, we don't have to. Once it begins to build as a legitimate science, as it should be, the wackos will go away. They'll go the way of the patent medicine guy that used to sell the dope off the back of the wagons in the 1800s.
You mean they still don't do that? You know, they still do that, by the way, but now it's done on TV. If you look at those ads, you can lose weight, you can cure arthritis or something like that. It's the same stuff.
But you understand the point that I'm trying to make. For example, let's take Bigfoot. I can guarantee you that there's a certain percentage of Bigfoot researchers that when they go to bed at night, they kneel down and pray to whomever, whatever God they believe in, that no one ever drags in a body. Because the moment somebody drags in a body, that expert becomes a nobody.
They're out of business. It's kind of like we should pray that we never discover the reality behind UFOs either then, maybe, because we'll be out of business. Because mainstream science will supplant all the researchers who have been involved, and they'll say, okay, it's now our province. Get out of here.
Yeah, bye. Thanks, but no thanks.
You know, think about all the people that make a living talking about government conspiracies and trying to uncover the UFO phenomena, that if it was finally understood, all those people would lose their jobs. They'd have to go find another gig.
Find another reality. Speaking of realities, tell our listeners where Thomas Fusco, they can find more of the things that you write about.
Well, all the information on my book, where to order it, Amazon.com's having a sale on it right now. The related articles, my blog, everything, including a contact email address if you want to get a hold of me, is at www.cosmicveil. That's spelled V-E-I-L, cosmicveil.com.
And there you have a sample chapter of the book, Chapter 1. So you can check Chapter 1 under radio appearances. We are soon going to be included there. We're not there yet, but we will be there shortly. And you're also with Barb Adams, my friend over at Radio America on GCN. She's a good friend of ours. Chris O'Brien, your new site, OurStrangePlanet.com. It's slowly coming together, and it'll be here soon.
Yep. Yeah, it's a paranormal event, but we're going to solve it. Thomas, really, this has been a real pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for finding us. We really enjoy your grounded scientific insight, and I look forward to possibly working with you in the future.
That would be great. Thanks so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.